historical sites in Westmorland to be developed. And in our No Jamaica feature, we travel to Falmouth. All this and more coming up on this week's edition of Tourism Roundup. I'm Mathalia Reynolds-Baker. Thanks for joining us.
The Firearm Licensing Authority is advising the public that all firearm license-related payments are only to be made at the agency's two locations in Kingston and Montego Bay. Only fingerprint fees must be paid at any tax office. Anyone found making or accepting payments outside of the agency's locations will be subjected to legal penalties. For further information, please contact the Firearm Licensing Authority at 927-515-8260 or fla@cwjamaica.com.
At least 10 historical sites in Westmorland have been earmarked for development as part of plans by the Ministry of Tourism to diversify and expand the country's tourism product. The development of the sites is also aimed at providing employment opportunities for local community members. Tourism and Entertainment Minister Dr. Wickham McNeil says among the sites to be developed is the Fontebella Great House, located on the Frome Estate. He says the property could become the centerpiece of the development plan.
If you are able to do something here at Fontebella and the other houses that are in the region, if you can link those with Roaring River, if you can link them with Mayfield Falls, you'll start to get economies of scale where persons can go on a tour so they can get a water attraction, a heritage attraction. There was even some discussion about what more could be done even with the factory.
Dr. McNeil says a number of historical spots on the vast sugar plantation are also slated for development. These include Workers' Park, the site of the 1938 Frome Estate Workers' Riot, and the location where Barclays Bank established its first branch on the island. The tourism minister says the Savannah Lamar Fort will also form a major part of the improvement plans.
The other thing that we'd like to look at is the fort, and how we could actually start to look at what can be done there. And again, what can be brought to the table are the technical skills from the agencies to help with the development plan. And we would look at it in the context of almost a development of the town of Saldanha.
Chief Executive Officer of the Sugar Company of Jamaica, John Gale, says he's excited about the plans.
The vision of having ecotourism tour that can attract visitors and create wealth and employment in Westmorland has been a dream of SCJ for a long while. And we're happy, Minister, that we are now at a stage where it's a tipping point now where we can move forward. We want it to happen, and whatever role we can play to make it happen, we will do.
He says the parish has a rich history and has much to offer to heritage and cultural tourism in Jamaica.
From what we know of the resources we have in terms of the various locations, buildings, historical artifacts and sites, and some of the history surrounding it, we feel that there is enough to give a value attraction package for tourists and visitors coming to Jamaica.
Member of Parliament for Central Westmorland, Duane Vaz, demonstrated his support for the initiative by offering to use a portion of the Constituency Development Fund to finance some of the projects. And now for our No Jamaica feature. To a place called Jamaica. Falmouth is the best planned town in Jamaica, established in the late 1700s at the height of the sugar industry. It was carefully laid out along a grid pattern with the parish church in the center. Its water wheel, built in 1795, provided its residents with fresh, piped water well before New York City. Today, it is a quaint and quiet seaport town with many attractive old Georgian buildings. And that's where we leave you on this week's program. I'm Mathalia Reynolds-Baker with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Tourism Roundup.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.